Rubes. We're talking about impersonations and voices that you used to do. Did your old man ever used to do funny voices?
No, Dad didn't really.
Or impersonate anybody in particular?
Sometimes Dad just impersonates people without even knowing.
Yeah.
You know how you just compare them to people?
True.
Sam the Eagle out of the Muppets every now and then.
It's just a look sometimes.
It's just a look. You know, Sam, he was very grumpy.
My dad used to answer the phone in a different accent.
Did he?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, g'day, boy. That's how he used to answer the phone. It was quite funny. We thought we'd ask you guys on 3813 1949, what accents do you do? Sometimes I drift into a bit of aggro there and start to do the, hello, Harry Potter. And that comes from watching the old Eden line back there with my dad back in the 70s there, and Captain Baines on the foredeck there. Which I like, that accent is a good one too.
An amazing child he was.
Last night I was doing accents. I was doing Irish accent last night.
Were you?
I shouldn't actually talk about that.
You probably shouldn't, because I was. Does that bring up the romance thing?
Sometimes I like to do an Irish accent.
Now, sometimes I might bring my voice down like this, and I'll start to talk like Morgan Freeman, and Morgan will talk like that, and he could talk about anything, really, make it an interesting topic. Like to talk about this carpet, for example.
That's a guy who's pretending to be Morgan Freeman. He's one of the world's best impersonators. We found him on the internet, and we thought we'd ask you guys on 3813 1949, who do you impersonate? Do you have a famous impersonation? Paul from Raceview does. Paul, give us your impersonation.
Mate, all I've got is Flipper.
Rightio, hit us with it, Paul.
Yeah, come on, mate.
Oh, that's amazing. Do that again, nice and loud. Oh, my gosh.
That's a classic. All right, that's a round of applause for Paul from Raceview's Flipper.
He's flipped out. Thank you.
When you're fat and lying on the beach.
That's true.
They keep pushing me back in the water.
No, that's a whale, Paul. That's a whale. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your... we didn't mention animal impersonations.
No, you can do those too if you're capable.
If you've got a good dog bark, call us 3813 1949. Mine isn't too bad.
It's worse than your bite.
Not too bad, isn't it? Thank you, Rubes. Hey, call us with your impersonations. Who do you do really well? 3813 1949.